With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Got a packed house today.
But we still have to come to work tomorrow, so.
Got to be here tomorrow. Yeah, it's not a getaway day for us. It's a stay-away day.
Exactly.
Stay away from the control room unless you're working here today.
Exactly.
Chuck Clark is our Blithedale Auction DJ, and he brought his assistant Deb with him. He's in the control room, and now we got these young, handsome dudes from Canada in the Intercom Broadcast Center. Canadian vocal group performed for the past four presidents. Her Majesty the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, and of course the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting. Please welcome the Tenors to the program.
Thank you.
Look at these guys.
Great to be here.
Good to see you guys. I'm going to turn you up, get a little closer to the microphone now. How long have the Tenors been together?
It's been about 12 years, but we tell people, you know, just four.
That's good.
You know, it takes 10 years to make an overnight success, and we're having a great time. We just finished a North American tour. We started in Newfoundland, Canada on the East Coast, went all the way down the eastern seaboard of the U.S. from New York down to Georgia, through the Carolinas, across the middle, and finished out in California. And we've just had such a great time here in the U.S. building our audience, and we'll be back to New York on December 20th for our Christmas tour. So it,
so
it keeps on going.
Want to introduce the guys to everybody so they know who's who?
I'm Fraser.
I'm Clifton.
And I'm Victor.
And they are all exceptionally beautiful, so I'm sure that you have people that follow you. What do they call you? What do they call your fans, your Uber fans that follow
TFFs.
You?
TFFs. we call them the TFFs. So yeah. Tenors, friends forever, but you know.
That's cute. I like that.
She's starting a new club for you guys, Horn Dogs Forever.
You know what, Scott?
Got a brand new club going for you right there.
HDFs. We'll make the t-shirts.
So you guys, Horn Dogs Forever.
You guys can get along in here just fine.
I like it.
That's good. So how did you guys find each other? How did you get together as the Tenors?
Well, originally we were introduced by a lady out in the West Coast in B.C., and at first we looked
that's
at
your West Coast,
yeah,
right?
British Columbia.
Yeah, British Columbia, above Seattle there.
Yep. Right.
You know, at first we were like, what is this group? Like, I don't know, what is this, a man band? What is, you know, but, you know, we started singing with each other, and the reception was quite unique, and we actually met Clifton a little after that event, and it just felt so right. And from there, you know, we've been traveling the globe receiving a lot of love. And
obviously.
It's been great. The energy's been great, and it continues to grow. So we're happy to be back in New York City.
Are you guys ever tempted to play with music in a band?
Yeah, that'd be something
with
we consider,
instruments?
Right?
Well,
no, I mean, but you hear that any group that I've ever talked to that does a cappella like you guys, they always say, well, we think we can make it in this venue.
That's funny. So the cool thing is about this group is we're artists and instrumentalists from the get-go. We were all solo artists and from different genres, rock, pop, gospel, and classical, and operatic. I mean, we've been all songwriters our whole lives, and instrumentalists, piano, guitar, bass,
I got you. So
French
you
horn.
Can do that if you
so
want.
So we write a lot of our own music. We arrange a lot of our music orchestrally and vocally. And in the show, we play instruments, and we're very interactive.
And we have a rockin' band. They're so good.
And full symphony sometimes. So we're reintroducing people to what the concept of a tenor concert and a group actually can be. We do things from Bohemian Rhapsody, Leonard Cohen's Forever Young, and Puccini from the classical repertoire, and everything in between, and Hallelujah. So it really is a mixed bag of genres. It's like a mosaic of sound for something for everybody. So the shows are, you know, kicking for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, the TFS.
Good Lord, you're making me dizzy.
The HDS.
You can talk.
Or just make them dizzy, one of the two.
You know. You can talk, can he?
Cross. Yeah.
So when you actually do your stage presentation, do you have other players or you guys do the playing yourself?
We do both. So we have, on this tour coming up, we've got a five-piece band, you know, consists of guitar, bass, drums, keyboards, trumpet, and then we also play instruments, you know, so one guy will lead on piano or guitar, bass, so we kind of switch off with instruments, so we like to change it up. We also like to stand up front. At one time, we do have the whole band join downstage, and we do an a cappella song, but primarily, it's with instruments, and we feel like we get to show a great range of styles and music, you know, and, you know, we've had a few platinum albums so far. We have this new Christmas record, which is called Christmas Together, and we've had a couple songs go to radio and have great success in Canada. One's called When We Are Together, and the other one's called Santa's Wish, and we have videos for those on our website and our socials at Tenors Music, so we encourage people to come and check out our work.
Mm. You know, it's easy working with you guys. I don't have to say anything.
I know. They're very weirdly articulate.
What goes on, man? Any one of the three.
We're well trained, Scotty.
Even Victor over there is going to pop up in a minute and give me the rest of the history of the group.
One here. No,
he's the one I was speaking with. I was speaking with him earlier because you're gonna like gag when I tell you this, Scott. But I went to see a documentary last night on the opera singer Maria Callas. And so I was.
That's fine.
Except I didn't go to bed
until
10:30.
Different strokes for different folks.
Well, he spent a lot of years in opera.
He's the dater, I think.
I don't think he did. She's gone before he's born.
He's our resident opera buff and red wine connoisseur. So.
We like that.
That's a good combo. I want to play something for people who are listening right now. I don't have the time to play the whole thing, but I want to give you a little sample of what these guys are capable of when they go into the studio. This is obviously the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. Bohemian Rhapsody is so big right now. Mm-hmm. They actually do a version of this when they're live.
Now, did you guys see the movie? Have you seen Bohemian Rhapsody?
Our band got to go, but we had to work that night. You know? So, like, yeah. If our manager gave us a day off, maybe we would have a chance to see it.
Because what you were doing is the same in the movie when they're recording that. The guys are all jumping just like you were.
They don't need to see the movie. They can sing the movie.
They've done it.
There we go.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming by. Can I get a copy of that Christmas album? Kenny Lane's here. You bring one with you?
We'll give you two.
Appreciate that. And what's your website again if people want to know?
So if you want to come check us out, you can go to @tenorsmusic, TENORS, or on our socials, follow us on Instagram. You get all the excitement and the discounts and the fun little behind-the-scenes stories. We actually do bus sessions where we record one-minute versions of like Bohemian Rhapsody or Thriller or whatever it is and on the bus. And so it's a lot of fun interactive stuff.
Quick hits. I love that.
@tenorsmusic on Instagram.
Get you guys to come out of your shell and talk a little bit. We'd be fine.
That's amazing.
Let's hear it for the Tenors, ladies and gentlemen. Nice job, guys. Great.
Excellent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.